Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for i80 Gold Corp, also known by its ticker, IAUX. If you're not familiar with this name, let me give you the quick rundown. i80 Gold Corp is a player in the mining industry, specifically focused on gold exploration and development, operating within the broader basic materials sector. Based in the United States, they're working on building a portfolio of high-potential gold projects, aiming to become a significant mid-tier producer, with a market cap that places them in the smaller to mid-size range among peers. They're not a household name like some of the giants in the sector, but they've got some intriguing assets that could catch the eye of long-term investors. So, let's dive into what's been happening with i80 Gold, check out their recent performance, and break down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats that could shape their future. First off, let's touch on some recent developments. Based on the news snippets we've gathered, i80 Gold has been making moves to advance their key projects, with updates on exploration results and operational progress at their properties. There's a clear focus on expanding their resource base, which could signal growth potential if they hit the right veins, pun intended. Performance-wise, the stock has shown some volatility over the past few months. Looking at their returns, we've seen mixed results across different timeframes, with short-term dips in the last week and month, but a bit more stability when you zoom out to the 6-month and 1-year marks. Compared to the broader industry trends in mining, they're not wildly outperforming, but they're holding their own in a sector that's often at the mercy of commodity price swings and geopolitical noise. So, with that backdrop, let's get into the meat of our SWOT analysis and see what's driving i80 Gold and what could trip them up. Strengths: promising project pipeline. One of the standout points for i80 Gold is their portfolio of gold projects. The news highlights ongoing exploration and development, which suggests they've got assets with potential to scale up production. For long-term investors, this is a key strength. Having a pipeline that could deliver value over the next decade is what you want in a mining stock. Sector positioning. Operating in the gold mining space within the basic materials sector gives them exposure to a commodity that often acts as a safe haven during economic uncertainty. Even if their performance hasn't been stellar lately, the inherent demand for gold can provide a buffer against broader market downturns. Operational focus. Insights from their latest earnings call transcript for Q3 2024 indicate a strong emphasis on operational efficiency. While specific details aren't fully summarized in the data, the tone suggests management is prioritizing getting their projects on track, which could translate to better margins down the line if executed well. Weaknesses: financial metrics under pressure. Let's be real here. Some of i80 Gold's key financials raise eyebrows. Their current ratio and quick ratio, which measure liquidity, aren't exactly screaming confidence. They're not in dire straits, but it suggests they might struggle to cover short-term obligations if cash flow tightens. Add to that a debt-to-equity ratio that's on the higher side, and you've got a balance sheet that needs careful watching. Profitability concerns. Digging into their income statement, net income and profit margins aren't painting a rosy picture. Gross profit margins are decent, but when you get to net profit margin, it's clear they're bleeding more than they'd like. For a long-term investor, this is a red flag. You want to see consistent profitability before committing serious capital. Stock performance lag. While I'm not here to dwell on exact price movements, their performance metrics over shorter timeframes show they're not keeping pace with some industry peers. This could reflect investor skepticism about their ability to execute, which might weigh on sentiment until they prove otherwise. Opportunities. Gold price tailwinds. Gold prices have been a hot topic lately, and with macroeconomic uncertainty lingering, there's potential for sustained demand. If i80 Gold can capitalize on higher gold prices by ramping up production or hitting significant reserves, their revenue could see a nice bump. This is a big if, but it's a sector-wide opportunity they're positioned to grab. Exploration upside. The news updates point to active exploration efforts. If they strike a major find or expand their resource estimates significantly, that could be a game changer. For us long-term folks, these are the kinds of catalysts that can turn a small player into a serious contender over a 5 to 10 year horizon. Valuation potential. Looking at their forward PE ratios, while not overly cheap, they're not priced at absurd levels compared to some overvalued names in the sector. If they can improve operational results, there's room for the market to re-rate their valuation higher, especially if earnings growth kicks in as projected by analysts. Threats, commodity price volatility. Gold might be a safe haven, but it's still a commodity, and prices can swing hard based on factors way outside i80 Gold's control. Think inflation data, central bank moves, or shifts in investor sentiment. A sustained drop in gold prices could hammer their revenue projections. Operational risks. Mining isn't a walk in the park. Delays, cost overruns, or regulatory hurdles at their projects could derail timelines and burn through cash. Their cash flow statements show they're investing heavily in property and equipment, which is necessary but risky if those investments don't yield returns soon. Industry competition. The mining space is crowded, and i80 Gold isn't a top-tier player yet. Larger competitors with deeper pockets could outmaneuver them on acquisitions or technology, and the industry performance data shows that sector-wide returns are uneven, meaning only the strongest often thrive. Now, let's tie this all together with a bit of perspective. For a long-term retail investor, i80 Gold is a bit of a mixed bag. On one hand, their focus on gold and active project development offers a compelling story if you believe in the metal's long-term value and their ability to execute. On the other hand, the financials aren't exactly rock solid, with debt levels and profitability issues that could spook more conservative investors. Short and medium-term trends might be choppy, as their recent performance suggests, but if they hit on a big exploration win or gold prices trend higher, there's upside to be had. Valuation-wise, they're not a screaming bargain, but they're not wildly overpriced either. Forward PE metrics indicate the market is pricing in some growth, so they'll need to deliver on those expectations. Looking at their cash flow, the heavy capital expenditure is a double-edged sword. It's necessary for growth, but puts pressure on their free cash flow in the near term. If you're in for the long haul, you'll want to keep an eye on how they manage this balance between investing in assets and maintaining financial flexibility. Industry trends also suggest that the basic materials sector can be a roller coaster, so patience will be key with a name like this. So, what's the final take on i80 Gold Corp? From a long-term investment perspective, they've got potential, but it comes with risks that can't be ignored. If you're willing to stomach some volatility and believe in their project pipeline paying off, this could be a speculative addition to a diversified portfolio. However, if their financial health doesn't improve or external pressures like falling gold prices hit, it could be a bumpy ride. Keep them on your watch list. Monitor those quarterly updates for signs of operational progress, and stay tuned to MarketSnap for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus detailed SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts in the comments. What do you think about i80 Gold's future? Let's keep the conversation going.